Hi, I'm the Reverend Graham Taylor, and today we're going to think about the story of the calling of Moses. Then we will use that story to tell us how to be heroes in our own life story. Moses, as we know, was born to an Israelite woman, but brought up in the Pharaoh's family. The Israelite people had gone to Egypt during a famine, many, many generations before Moses. However, they had become not just second-class citizens, but third-class citizens. They'd become slaves in Egypt. And God saw his favoured people suffering. He decided Moses should do something about it. But having been brought up in such high circles, he was a bit estranged from his people. Let's take the story then from when God has called him and he starts to reply. Hear the word of the Lord as I read from the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 10 through to verse 13. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and of tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave man his voice? Who made him deaf or mute? Who gives you sight or makes you blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. But Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. Amen. I want you for a moment to think about a story you've recently heard, seen or read. It could be a drama on TV, a favourite film at the cinema, or a romance you are reading. I'll give you a moment to think about its plot and bring it into mind. Okay, hopefully you're ready. Now, those who study stories have noted some similarities. There are, they suggest, some essential elements in every story. There are indeed key features that form the backbone of any rattling good yarn. Therefore, for the story that you're thinking about, start identifying these characteristics. Firstly, who's the hero? Now, this is called the protagonist. She or he will have external goals and ambitions while showing internal conflicts and limitations. Take Harry Potter, for example. He is both trying to defeat the evil Voldemort, but also trying to find his own self-confidence as a wizard. Who then is your story's protagonist? What are her or his targets and personal hurdles? Next up is the antagonist. This is a person or group who try to defeat our hero. They therefore keep the story going by throwing boulders in the path of the protagonist. Their aim is to stop the hero winning his or her ambitions and potential. At the end of the struggle, usually our hero wins out, but not always. For the most important outcome of any tale is that our protagonist is changed. And if the story is worth its salt, so are we, the reader or viewer. Let's apply all this to this morning's Exodus story. Can you see the same narrative elements? Well, yes, we can. Obviously, Moses is our hero. And as in the classic pattern, he has strengths and weaknesses. He's intelligent, has a social conscience, some leadership qualities. Yet he also lacks confidence, is socially estranged from his people, and of some type of speech impediment. Despite that, he's called by God, ordained by God, challenged by God to make a difference. Exodus then is really the story of Moses' journey through all the obstacles in front of him. It is, if you like, a classic thriller along the lines of The Bourne Identity. And that's not a bad comparison. For travelling through Exodus, Moses not only saves the people, he also learns who he is himself. Maybe then Exodus should be re-entitled The Moses Identity. Well, assuming we are the heroes of our own stories, what are the challenges we face today? What are the qualities we bring to overcoming them? And what impedes each of us in our quest? Because it's how we answer those questions that will determine how we will change the world and also how we will change ourselves. For rather like Moses, God calls us at this very moment to an individual adventure. It could be to make a change to someone else's life. It could be to make a change within your church family. It could be to be part of a change for our community. It might even be a purely personal target we want to reach. In all these ambitions, if they are worthwhile, we will face obstructions, obstacles, and downright brick walls. Yet if that is what we're called to do, then there's only one answer to that invitation, and it isn't no. So far, so good. If you now try to identify who Moses' antagonist is, that's the one trying to stop him, we could come up with Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Then with a bit more consideration, we might start to think that his biggest hurdle maker were the Israelite people themselves. Then the penny drops. Moses' real antagonist is none other than himself. It's his internal mindset that is the stumbling block in his path to progress. So it is with us. For faced with the demands of a genuinely worthwhile project, we still say like Moses, "Oh Lord, it sounds good, but can't you send somebody else?" We go on to say, "I'm not this or that." And that response makes clear who our antagonist is. It highlights who in fact is our worst enemy. It's the same as Moses, it's ourselves. But those analysts of stories come to our rescue here, since they identify in many narratives another key figure. This is the older mentor figure. In the Harry Potter saga, it would be Professor Dumbledore. In Lord of the Rings, it would be Gandalf, and in Exodus, it would be God himself. Here then is our way to exploit our strengths and diminish our weaknesses. Here is how to defy the inner no for the divine yes. Here indeed is how to make a difference that will surprise ourselves. And it's to be open to the wisdom, power and certainty of God. The kingdom story envisaged by Jesus is one that certainly has its challenges, but no invincible antagonist. There is no one in our journeys that cannot be defeated by the Holy Spirit. There are no unsurmountable barriers that faith cannot better. The outcome then of God's tutelage is a realm we all can indeed be heroes, heroes even for one day. A man applied for a job as a handyman. The prospective employer asked, "Can you do any carpentry?" The man answered in the negative. "How about bricklaying?" Again the man said no. The employer asked, "Well, what about electrical work?" The man said, "No, I don't know anything about that either." Finally, in exasperation, the employer said, "Well, tell me exactly, how are you handy?" And the man replied, "Oh, I live just round the corner." That's a good story, but so is ours too. For like the handyman, we can say, "I'm good for nothing." But Moses' story tells us that just isn't true. We all have a talent, yet we all have something holding us back as well. However, if we are handy for God, he will use us, he will equip us, and he will empower us. Moreover, he will see us through to the final line of another classic work. So keeping the Exodus story in mind, let us all say in our hearts the Roman Catholic vocational prayer. If not now, when? If not here, where? If not me, who? Go and live the dream. Amen.